Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 610 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Yesterday, Candy and I had what we can, I think, both describe as life-altering journalism experiences.
We are war buddies now.
Yeah, yes. We are.
Oh, my goodness.
We went to the medical examiner's office, and so we were in the morgue, and we saw autopsies, a lot of autopsies, and, you know, just... We'll get to that in just a second, but the backdrop I want for you to think about this is the District 1 medical examiner, who handles all of that, serves Okaloosa, Walton, Escambia, and Santa Rosa, and of course is in the middle of A, trying to get a new office complex built that will really be adequate for the job, B, fighting against Escambia County over the funding and location for that, even though Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton are kind of all on the same page. And then C, you had all of this backdrop of the claims of the medical, of the funeral directors that the medical examiner wasn't doing her job properly. Turns out those were either inflated or exaggerated or fabricated or some combination of the three. All three funeral home directors have retracted or backed off of those claims to some degree now. It turns out that they came out of a meeting coordinated with Stephen Berry, County Commissioner Stephen Berry, at his family's restaurant, where he basically encouraged them to write letters like this that then Jeff Bergosh published on his blog that then became a big news story. And, you know, he sort of organized all of this to send them to the county as opposed to sending them to the medical examiner's board that FDLE partners with and oversees all the medical examiners, which would have been the appropriate authority. And we've talked about this, but I'm giving it to you as background in case you're new to all of this. And so, you know, this looks to me like... defamation. This looks to me like conspiracy. I don't know if there's any criminal element involved in it. The state attorney has been asked to look into it, and they said they don't see any criminal charges here. FDLE has been asked to look into it. Similarly, they don't see any criminal charges at the moment, but there's a massive information request that's been put in by a law firm, the Andrews Law Firm, asking for all kinds of information from Stephen Berry and Jeff Bergosh and their search histories and their emails and their any communications relating to the medical examiner's office. So we'll see. Okay, what pans out. And the reason that matters is because, like, the big reason this matters, aside from just being ugly, bad, you know, shady as hell behavior, is, you know, the medical examiner is a major testimony witness for, like, your homicides and needs to have a good reputation. And, you know, if is actually messing up, that's a big story. And as if being, you know, slandered and defamed, that's also a big story. So at the District 1 Medical Examiner's board meeting last month, this is Dan Shebler. Just, I want to give you a sense of where Escambia sits with regard to them, okay? Here's one comment he made.
I'm sideways with several of the Escambia County commissioners because I corrected the fact that 44% is not a majority.
Because they were having a question about funding and what share is appropriate for Escambia County, that 44% of the deaths come from Escambia County, but that is not a majority and therefore shouldn't necessarily pick Escambia as the location of the new facility. Dan Shebler is the operation manager for Domes. Here's another one.
So you've talked about a post-mortem body of 1,000.
That's with four counties participating.
Yeah. And you had discussions with Escambia on that?
Nope.
Have you talked to Escambia anymore?
Nope.
Have you talked with them about the cost? Talk with them about the cost share?
I don't feel like they're on the best of speaking terms right now.
This is after all of this nonsense.
Okay. Not with Eric.
I'm right here. That's
not definitely. Yeah, Eric Gilmore, who's the director of public safety, he was in the meetings. Eric's fine. It's the commissioners, and particularly Stephen Berry and Jeff Bergosh. Here's another one.
I mean, I didn't put it on the agenda. You guys have read the press. We can talk about that if you want to talk about that.
As in, are you guys prepared to talk about all this stuff?
Well,
nope. Nope, that's all, you know, again, the claims, the allegations. By the way, Deanna Oleski has been recertified as the medical examiner. You know, they went and recertified, or they reapproved all of the appointees for all of the counties in the state of Florida. No problem. Easy peasy. Pro forma. No complaints. No official issues. No, nobody's ever raised anything, actually. It's just this, like, PR campaign, this propaganda campaign that was done. And also, just as a side note, all three of the other counties have written a letter to Tallahassee because funding from Tallahassee is going to come for the medical examiner's office, the new building, basically. And, you know, he wanted letters of, you know, recommendation that were all written. I've read them. They're all glowing.
I didn't ask Escambia County for a letter of support. I figured that would have been wasted time.
Did everyone get you a letter of support?
But I think everybody got me a letter of support. I appreciate that. I sent them off to Tallahassee. I'm sure your people sent them off to Tallahassee as well.
All right.
We'll see.
So just so you understand, the situation is not healthy, right? And you say, well, why? Well, there's so much backstory here. But here's one thing I can tell you. I was asking the medical examiner yesterday about, you know, which county commissioners understand her operation. And Robert Bender has come to watch the operation, but not during autopsies. Jeff Bergosh has come to see the facility, not during autopsies. Mike Kohler has been there, I think, during, but it's not a surprise to him because he was a nurse in the Navy and he's done autopsies himself. He knows. And so when he talks about this facility being a hot mess, he's not wrong. And he knows what he's talking about. Lumen May has not been to the facility, and Stephen Barry, who pretends to want to be running the show and make all these decisions and is the one offering all the pushback against them relocating the facility to Santa Rosa County and building a big and better one, he hasn't seen the facility. And let me tell you this one thing. Nobody who hasn't seen what they do has any idea what they're talking about when it comes to whether they need a new facility or whether, and if you haven't even seen the location, it's not good. I mean, and I'm a layman. It immediately was obvious that this is not good in so many different dimensions. We'll talk about it in a second. Candy first has traffic on the fives.
That's right. And I'm not showing any slowdowns or delays. We are watching an accident that just happened. It looks like W and Brainerd Street in Pensacola, but it looks like it's been moved off to the side. Maybe blocked in that area. Certainly look and be careful. And if you know, let us know. If you have traffic tips too, 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm not a layman, and I agree with Andrew. It blew my mind.
You trained to be a funeral director.
That's what I trained. I wanted to go into pathology, and I did funerals so I could pay for my stuff when I was in medical school. Like, I thought ahead, and death is static to me, too. Dr. Dean Oleski said that, and that's right. Like, death doesn't bother me. I've seen a lot, and that, it was awful. There's no room for them to do anything, not to mention the smell.
It's
and
so
the,
crowded.
So it, crowded.
The cooler is full. And it's a giant room cooler. I mean, it's not like you think of these. You think of maybe like when you go to a mausoleum where they kind of each have their own little
right,
tray.
Right, right. You
that
think
goes
it's going to be
in.
Like six little fridges, you which know. Is what I've seen.
Right.
You know, and I've worked
this
in
this before.
This
is just one giant room with, you know, probably,
yes.
What, 30 or 40 corpses in their bags, okay?
Now, that's the one room.
And that's one room. And in the actual morgue where they're doing the autopsies, you had. And look, I don't. What we saw yesterday is not for the faint of heart. I mean, not even for the stout of heart. Like, no. They were checking up on us afterwards. You guys doing okay?
I've
you
done know? It before, and I had to get
it
more
was
meds.
Awful.
Yeah, I mean,
really, like, I never in my life expected to see anything like that, okay? And this is what they do every day, okay? Now, yesterday was a bad day compared to most, but still, it was just.
And they say Monday's at worst.
Yeah, you get
but because
yeah,
of the
weekend.
Weekend.
And
right,
they're not
and they're doing
the
four counties.
So we walk into this room, and there's. I don't even, it's like I was so shell-shocked by it all, and I mean that. It was like weirdly traumatic psychologically to see all this. You know, you have like 8 or 9 bodies out on tables, and they're naked, and they're in various stages of intactness because some have and some have not yet been actually autopsied, and this, all I can tell you is that the smell is indescribable. It is horrible, and we, for the rest of the day, we're like, and still, I can tell you in my brain what it smells like to this moment, and it's, I hope I never have to again. But, and the reason I say that is just so you understand, like, the work these folks are doing is amazing, and I am so glad they do, to make sure that your loved ones get justice, that the actual cause of death and not the, you know, apparent cause of death.
And super respect, by the way.
Oh,
I remember
yeah.
reading the funeral director allegations. There was nothing but respect
no,
in
my
that
God,
room
nothing
the whole
like that
entire
stuff.
Time.
Yeah, and even some of the dumb little things like, you know, well, the body bags were leaking. Well, okay, some of the body bags, like the Sacred Heart body bags, are very, very thin. And the ones from Baptist are thicker, and the ones from the medical examiner's office are like canvas. Like, they're really, really thick. And so right. It's like you probably just had a body
like tarps
from the wrong place. Yeah, so just I understand why the funeral directors made some of the mistakes they made. And but this allegation that what they do is unprofessional, so it's nonsense. Anyway, so one thing I wanted to share is I did, and we'll talk more about this throughout the day, but I did want to share one thing I thought was kind of interesting. They say a total game-changer investment that the county did right, because they talked about all the things the county's done wrong in this, but one of the things the county did right is they funded a low-dose X-ray machine that, here, I'll let Dan Schebler and Deanna Oleski tell you about it, as I was videoing this yesterday.
The county's funded this low-dose X-ray machine. It takes a full-body X-ray in
3 minutes.
3 minutes.
Wow.
Both top view and side view.
Okay.
That has...
It's been a lifesaver.
Helped in the, provide efficiency.
Efficiency and reduce costs. So by having the low-docs, we are able to scan bodies and then make a determination of whether or not they do need an autopsy or we can do an external exam only.
Okay.
And so if we can see obvious deformities on X-ray that we may not be able to see externally, like an AO dislocation or atlanto-occipital dislocation, so
okay,
internal decapitation, I could see that on X-ray that I wouldn't necessarily be able to see from external exam, which is why it's called internal decapitation.
Okay.
So that can help us. That helps us save money. So we've done more externals now because of this machine than we've ever done before.
So this has been really useful.
Extraordinarily useful.
Okay.
This is the day-to-day number one time saver of our entire lives.
Wow.
Funded through CARES Act.
Okay.
By Escambia County.
Yeah. It is. So what's really cool about this machine is this machine was actually created by the South Africans for the diamond miners.
Oh, to catch them smuggling diamonds out.
So
okay.
Since it's low dose admission,
yeah,
you figured out it's safe. Just
right.
A little X-ray every single day.
Oh my God.
So that's how they would detect whether or not they had diamonds on them.
Huh.
So also, unfortunately, that's meant for skinny people because it's low dose emission radiography. So
that doesn't penetrate particularly well. Okay.
There's a max dose that we can put out, and which is good for people like in the hospitals if we're in the hospital.
Yeah.
Because we didn't have to let out this room. Because
that makes sense.
But it's also unfortunate because we don't have the same population of South Africa.
Got it.
And so the value of that is to very quickly, as opposed to an hour before in 3 minutes now, they can do these X-rays and they can gain a ton of information and often decide, well, we do need to do an autopsy here when we didn't think we did, or we don't need to because now we can identify what has happened, or for gaining, Dan was talking about, Dan Schebler, identifiable marks, breaks, heels, instruments that have been, put in the body to heal them in the past. It can help them identify, because identifying corpses is one of the big challenges the medical examiner's office faces. So anyway, that was a really good thing, and that is an upgrade. They also have a rapid DNA device for helping to identify DNA and also make matches in family members to make sure that people who are missing and, they haven't figured out who it is. All kinds of interesting stuff that they do. Absolutely fascinating stuff. But the short takeaway from all of this is they do a job I am glad I do not have to do, and I'm so glad that somebody does, and they need a new building. Period. And this idea of renovating that space and then shuffling people back and forth and trying to have separate, it really doesn't make any sense. And so I'm on board with them. I was before because Mike Kohler said so. Now that I've seen it myself, it makes, they need to be out of that facility. 623 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate, from managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. As an IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help. From running your payrolls, remitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and their HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
A better air filter on your air conditioner is nice, but it isn't enough. It takes a lot more than that to clean the air that you breathe. This is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. On Wednesday's Pep Talk, we'll talk about how to keep pollen, bacteria, and other pollutants out of your lungs. Remember what I always say, if you don't have a good air filter, you are one. Let's talk Wednesday morning at 9:30 on Pep Talk.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you have heart failure and often hear,
"Those stomach issues ruined your birthday.
You're too tired to play catch, Grandpa."
Sweetie, you haven't touched your tools since the carpal tunnel syndrome diagnosis.
If these seemingly unrelated symptoms sound familiar, talk to your cardiologist. Ask about transthyretin amyloid cardiomyopathy, or ATTR-CM, a rare and underdiagnosed disease that gets worse over time. Learn more at connecttoyourheart.com. That's connecttoyourheart.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
News Radio Pensacola, a great blend of information from local government authorities, local news, businesses, and provocative discussions with great hosts.
You lose concentration of fighting your dead meat.
Yes, Sensei.
What?
Yes, Sensei.
I don't know what you heard about me, but if you can't get a dollar out of me.
Good morning, 626 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Candy has traffic on the fives.
Watching the roads, we're not showing many slowdowns this morning. It's early, I know, but W and Brainerd Street showing a hit-and-run crash with injuries. Maybe blocked in that area. I'm not showing anything yet, but of course, it's really light this time of morning. Use caution wherever you are, and if you have a traffic tip, 437-1620, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hey, you know, I talk a lot about if you're selling a home, Christina Leavenworth is a great resource, and that's true. I mean, it really is. She will get you the best price for that home. You know, sales are, it's common, not always, but it's common to sell in a day or two above list price. I have so many stories I can tell you about that. Very common. But she just, you know, the unbelievable number of homes that she sells so efficiently at a good price. That's true. But buying a home, like the buying a home side, especially if you're a first-time home buyer, like you're thinking about it even, you know, you rent, you're tired of renting, whether it's a home or an apartment, whatever, give her a call. And she'll help you figure out whether the right time is now and what the money will be. And then when you go through the process, help you find the one you want, listen to your needs, you know, satisfy the interest that you have, and get you the right price. Because nobody understands better what a seller is willing to sell at than somebody who's great at sales, which she is. So she can help you navigate that. And again, it's the first time just getting you through that process properly. I wish I could go back in time and have Christina as my agent for the first house we ever bought. Christina Leavenworth, her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 723-9158. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
At least two people are dead after a shooting following a high school graduation in Virginia. Now, this happened yesterday near the campus of Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond. Police say seven people were shot and then several others were hurt in the panic that followed this shooting, including a 9-year-old that was hit by a car. Authorities planning to seek murder charges against a 19-year-old suspect there. The PGA Tour and LIV Golf are now merging. The deal is going to see the end of pending litigation. The once rivals will combine into a new yet to be named company. The agreement also includes the DP World Tour, which is known as the European PGA Tour. And we talked last hour about the wildfires in Canada and how that was affecting New York City.
Well, and my dad lives in Denver. He's like, every day, you can barely go outside to breathe. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, apparently there's 17 different states now that are reporting this dense smoke, and it's as far south as even Kentucky and Tennessee.
It's bad. It's really, really bad. Definitely so. I'm sorry. Go ahead, though. You were...
No, I was just going to say, and Canadian officials say their fire crews there are trying to put out the 160 different forest fires. Apparently, they were just set off by high temperatures and drought conditions there.
Yeah, absolutely. David, thanks so much for the update. And just to go back to the medical examiner's office for just a second, first of all, you probably think of it as like you've seen Bones, you've seen Quincy, you've seen, you know, like you, and you think you know. You don't know. Because I didn't know. And even Candy, who had been to this, didn't know. Because it's so uniquely bad, the circumstances they're operating in right now and the volume of cases that they have to deal with. But the other part about this is a law enforcement operation. Okay, what they do is, you know, they find justice for your loved ones and they find causes of death and they make sure that, you know, well, that's actually a suicide. No, that's actually a murder concealed as a suicide, or that's actually a drug overdose. No, that's actually a murder concealed as a drug overdose. Like that kind of stuff, you know, and to make sure that they get the right answer. And so when we're not funding this, when we're not giving them the facilities that they need, it is no different philosophically than telling the sheriff that we're not going to fund the deputies or the equipment that he needs to do his job. This is crucial, vital public safety work that these folks are doing, and it's offensive that people aren't willing to support it properly.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster.
Before God and my family, I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States.
Announcement from former Vice President Mike Pence in a video released this morning. No mention of his former boss, now primary opponent, former President Trump. Pence has a campaign kickoff event today in Iowa. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum announces his campaign today, too. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie got into the race yesterday. Seven people are shot after a high school graduation ceremony in Richmond, Virginia. Two of them died. Police say the 19-year-old suspect in custody knew at least one of the victims.
Witnesses described the scene as utter chaos. At least 20 gunshots were heard. A stampede ensued. Among the dead, an 18-year-old male student who had just graduated. The other, a 36-year-old man who attended the graduation.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. The shooting happened outside a theater in downtown Richmond. A kid hit by a car during the chaos has non-life-threatening injuries. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, News Radio 92.3. It is 6:31, 72 degrees, partly cloudy skies in Pensacola today. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves speaking a little bit more on two top city leaders that were recently placed on administrative leave.
Lawrence and Adrian were presented with a release, and they have 21 days. It's a federal law. They have 21 days to consider that. While they're considering that, that is what's considered to be administrative leave.
And, of course, Mayor Reeves referring to Neighborhoods Administrator Lawrence Powell and Parks and Rec Director Adrian Stills. He says it's simply a case of a new administration going a different direction. Reeves says there was nothing Powell or Stills did below board or unethical that led to the decision. Powell has resigned. Stills has yet to respond to the request. Two Alabama men facing charges in Okaloosa County for allegedly trying to solicit 14-year-old girls for sex. 36-year-old Armin Culbreth, 28-year-old Stephen Williamson, charged with obscene communication and public order crimes. These are two separate, unrelated cases. In both of these cases, according to arrest reports, the men contacted undercover cops on social media apps that were posing as 14-year-old girls. Both men then allegedly sent obscene messages and tried to meet up with those girls for sex. Williamson was released from the Okaloosa County Jail on $15,000 bond, and Culbreth was released on $10,000 bond. The upcoming Leadership Pensacola class for next year is now looking for proposals for its class project. Interested organizations are being asked to submit an application to the Greater Pensacola Chamber by June 30th. All finalists will be notified to present their proposed projects to the 2024 LEAP class in greater detail. Class members will vote on which project they want to implement. You can view and download the RFP and the application form at PensacolaChamber.com. More Floridians could soon qualify for a state program to protect their homes from hurricane-force winds.
Governor DeSantis recently signed legislation to add $100 million to the My Safe Florida Home Grant Program. It'll also expand the services to communities statewide starting next month. Homeowners will be able to apply for up to $10,000 to put towards replacing their roofs, garage doors, and windows. With the expansion, the program will be able to fund an additional 10,000 residents. Applications are available on mysafeflhome.com. Joe Ford, News Radio 92.3.
A Pensacola woman now facing drug trafficking charges after a recent traffic stop. 44-year-old Amanda Rutherford was pulled over on Tuesday on Palafox Street. The Escambia County Sheriff's Office says she was charged with trafficking methamphetamine and possession of marijuana and drug paraphernalia. And the state of Florida defending their role in the sending illegal immigrants to California recently. The Division of Emergency Management did confirm yesterday that it is responsible for two flights that carried dozens of illegal immigrants from Texas to Sacramento. California Governor Gavin Newsom says he may pursue kidnapping charges against Governor DeSantis. Florida Division of Emergency Management spokeswoman says the people who boarded those flights all did so voluntarily. A video shows one man on board saying they were treated super well. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3. Candy has a look at our traffic on the fives.
Thanks, David. Taking a look around, we're not showing many slowdowns or delays, and it usually is light this time of day. 6:35, Palafox and Fairfield now showing an accident. It says use caution in the area. I know it's a busy intersection, but I'm not showing a roadblock. Certainly, if you know different or have a traffic tip, text them in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
We're going to be seeing a beautiful day today with a chance of afternoon showers and thunderstorms, temperatures warming up into the mid-80s. As we head overnight, we're going to be staying warm with temperatures dropping into the 70s. Pattern continues as you go into your Thursday. Temperatures warming up slightly into the upper 80s. Chance of an afternoon shower or a thunderstorm. Overnight temperatures dropping back in the 70s. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, we've got 72 degrees. Looks like a beautiful morning in Pensacola. 75 in Gulf Breeze, 70 in Milton. Our next news at 7 and breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. We've worried for the last year about an economic slowdown, and recent data at home has been strong, like last week's red-hot jobs number. But new reports from two Asia-Pacific countries are less confidence-inducing. In China, exports plunged by 7.5% last month, far worse than the fractional dip expected. The decline was so sharp, export volumes came in below their levels from the start of the year. Meanwhile, in Australia, the economy grew by 2.3% in the first quarter, Australia's slowest growth in 2 years. One thing that is growing is Dave & Buster's stock. The arcade restaurant chain is up 4% pre-market after quarterly earnings beat expectations. Another reason for investors' excitement, Dave & Buster's said it bought back $200 million in stock during the first quarter. On Wall Street, there isn't much expected in the way of economic news this week, but stocks posted another day of small gains yesterday. That's Your Money Now.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hi, Robert Downey Jr. here. Did you know that over $10.3 billion was lost to online crime last year alone? Online crime is a huge problem. It affects everyone, and that's why I've partnered with Aura. Aura gives you the tools you need to stay safe online. Fraud and identity theft protection, a password manager, parental controls, and more. Sign up for a free 2-week trial today at aura.com/Robert.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. From our spectacular beaches to the miles of rivers and unspoiled forests, the Gulf Coast offers some of the best family adventure around. And the Subaru Crosstrek and Subaru Forester are the perfect family vehicles to explore every dune and unpaved trail in Northwest Florida. Both come standard with sure-footed symmetrical all-wheel drive to take you deep into the wild places you love. The Crosstrek is powered by 182 horsepower Subaru Boxer engine that adds plenty of go to any adventure. And the Forester boasts 9.2 inches of ground clearance to get you through every wilderness challenge. There's more than enough room for your gear and plenty of options to make the Crosstrek or Forester fit your lifestyle. In a Subaru, the destination is the journey. So grab the kids and the dog and follow your own path to adventure. Love is out there at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola, online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Hi, I'm Terrence A. Gross. As many of you know, I am a local board-certified personal injury lawyer, and I have practiced in this community for almost 40 years. Our law firm handles only people that have been injured due to the negligence of another. Join me this Wednesday at 10:30 on Pep Talk as we discuss all aspects of personal injury law.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic, but don't have a radio nearby? Then you need to download our new app. With the News Radio Pensacola app, you can get text alerts for breaking news, severe weather, and traffic delays. Plus, customize your alerts so you only get the information you need. It's easy to sign up for text alerts. Just download our app, create an account, and select the alerts you want to receive. You can even change your settings at any time. So what are you waiting for? Download the News Radio Pensacola app today and start getting text alerts.
By Dire Straits. Nicely done. See, we have a friend coming on the air here with you this morning. You guys are going to find this interesting. Sam Mullins is, I've known him for several years. He's been very active in Republican politics in Santa Rosa County. I think he's been on even for some of our election coverage with me before, but that's not the capacity we have him on today. He is a petroleum geologist by training in his field. And Sam Mullins, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. Great to have you on. So a little bit of background for people who didn't hear me talking about this the other day, but my wife and I go bike riding every weekend. Everybody knows that. I say it too many times. But and we were biking in Jay, and north of Jay, like north of the high school and some of that area. And we're biking along, and I see fire hydrants next to these planted fields. And I think, why are there fire hydrants next to the field? That doesn't make any sense. There's no houses anywhere around. And then we see these bits of machinery in the middle of the field that look, and my wife's like, what is that? And I said, I don't know. It looks a little bit like water irrigation something, but we don't irrigate in Jay. We get natural water. That's what Ryan Jenkins always tells me. So I'm doubly confused now. And then she says, what is this? And we see these pipes coming up out of the ground that say, you know, petroleum lines underneath here. And I'm like, oh. That's right. And then we rode by where there was a storage facility with several, silos, and they were burning off the natural gas. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's right. Jay used to have oil wells. So, Sam, tell us a little bit about this. Jay is, and the hydrants are obvious. I assume the hydrants are there to put out if there happens to be a fire. But you tell me a little bit about the history of and the current practice of oil drilling in North Santa Rosa County.
Well, as far as the hydrants go, they use water whenever they need water to mix drilling mud and also, too, whenever they're working over the wells. They use water, again, for drilling fluid to stabilize the wells.
That makes
sense.
But
also,
okay.
Too, for fire, you know, prevention in case there is a fire. But yeah, they started drilling in Jay in 1970, and my father happened to work the Discovery Well, and he was working for another company called Oil Well Logging out of Jackson, Mississippi at the time, and my mother was looking for a school job, found a job at Hobbs Middle School here in Santa Rosa County, so we were living in Atmore at the time, and we ended up moving here in late 1971 when I was in fifth grade. And my father started Well Data Services, doing the well site geology, on-site geology. In the industry, it's known as mud logging. We have portable labs that are in basically kind of like an RV trailer with gas chromatograph, total gas analyzers, microscope, fluoroscopes, and during the drilling operations, we're monitoring the gases coming off the drilling mud, looking at the actual well cuttings, letting them know what type of formations they're drilling through, and if those formations have any potential for hydrocarbon.
So somebody comes to you and says, I've got this this land that I've bought the mineral rights from. I assume that's what it's called because in other contexts it is, but you correct me anything I say is wrong. We got the mineral rights. I want to find out if there's any oil down there. And they bring you in and you sit in this, you know, trailer basically, and you start drilling down, and then you analyze the results of that drilling to tell them whether there's likely to be any oil down there or not. Is that basically it?
That's basically it. And the reason they do the mud logging, it's a twofold thing. One is, of course, for the geological information, but it's also a safety aspect, because when you have a total gas analyzer or a gas and a gas chromatograph, you're constantly monitoring the gas levels on the drill site coming off of the off the well. So if there's a dangerous situation, like, for example, that happened with the Deepwater Horizon that happened, then you can warn them ahead of time and they can take precautions to hopefully keep that from happening.
So in my mind, you know, like my picture of oil drilling is maybe the old, you know, like late 18th century, early 1900s, you know, these big machines with the, like you see driving through, you know, Texas and stuff with the heads bobbing up and down and pulling the oil out. And, you know, you see the big oil derrick and, you know, the oil jumps out of the top of that when they strike it rich or whatever. I mean, you know, I don't know. That's like my picture, you know, TV and movies, like everything
else.
And
that's the picture most people have. But oil is not, you know, a lot of people think it's like in an underground cavern or pool. And it's not like that. It's actually... the oil is in the little small spaces, the microscopic to minor spaces between the grains in the rock, and that's where the oil is located. And there is natural water as well in the rock. So what happens is you look for what they call a structural high. You have a rock they use seismic and other things like gravity mapping and. To try to find underground structures, a high, if you will, or a fault where you've got some slippage that would used to be a what they call a trap, and it would trap the oil. So they look for these structural highs, and with modern technology, they actually now have what they call 4D seismic, which to me is mind-blowing, but I don't understand all of that, but I understand, you know, we use 3D and 4D seismic. And they can actually delineate sometimes gas pockets and oil with the seismic, because they bounce sound waves off the rock. And with the varying densities of the rock, they know about where the various formations are. So they have an idea of what the velocity of the sound waves bouncing off the rock. But anyway, to give you, I'm getting a little too technical.
No,
but anyway,
it's fascinating, that, yeah.
That gives them an idea of what's there, and then they say this area here looks to have pretty good potential. Then they'll go in and lease up the area, and an oil company will, exploration company, and we'll go in and then decide to drill an exploratory well. And that's what happened in Jay back in 1970, and like I said, my father started our company doing this himself, and 1974, got my degree in 85 from South Alabama in geology, and worked up until late 2021 when we had to, that was the last well we worked, and we closed the doors January of 2022 on our business.
That's so sad. And we'll talk about that here in a second, but we're talking to Sam Mullins. He is a petroleum geologist in North Santa Rosa County. Sam, hang on for just a second. Let's get traffic on the fives from Candy.
This is super interesting. Like, I didn't know all this went on. I'm
you
super
just discovered,
impressed,
you just found out there was oil in Santa Rosa County
yesterday.
On Monday.
Yes.
I know,
thank you so much
wild,
for what
right?
you do, Mr. Mullins. Taking a look around, there is a prescribed burn if you're heading over to Eglin Air Force Base. Possible smoke in the area, so you may run into visibility issues. Palafox and Fairfield showing an accident. Says use caution in the area, but I'm not showing a roadblock. But again, it's very light this time of day. If you have traffic tips, and traffic backed up to Gulf Beach Highway at NAS Front Gate. The back gate is starting to move a little bit faster, but it's slow this morning as well. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Sam Mullins, a good friend, a petroleum geologist in Santa Rosa County. We'll get to the business stuff in just a second, but just real quick, so is it not under pressure? Is that picture I have of it come jumping up out of the ground, is that...
Well, actually, you have what's called a hydrostatic pressure, and the deeper you go, the more pressure there is,
okay.
and heat, too, generates pressure
sure.
as well, geothermal pressure. So the oil that is being produced up in Jay is naturally flowing. They don't have to have what's called pump jacks. And that's what you see, the things bobbing up and down. Those are pump jacks.
Okay.
And so the oil has enough pressure to flow, you know, and a lot of it is natural gas. And that's what you see some of them flaring off natural gas. A lot of times, if they've got enough of it, they'll re-inject the gas into the drill an injection well next to the production well and re-inject to keep the drive of the, you know, the hydrostatic pressure up so that the oil flows naturally.
Oh, okay.
It actually is a cost-efficient way to flow the oil to the surface. And once that happens, they can do what they call water flooding. Again, we were talking about the water hydrants. They can water flood, and oil is lighter than water, so it's going to float to the top, and that's what you know, it does in the formation.
Okay, all right.
And
So one thing I wanted to ask you about, Sam, is so is there still a lot of oil in the ground in Santa Rosa County? Has it mostly been removed? Are there still lots of opportunities? Because it seemed to me like most of what I saw was inactive, although I certainly don't know well enough to know. And there was just maybe a couple of locations I happened to come across that were active. What's the status of the deposit, if you will, in Santa Rosa County right now?
Well, there is potential. I tell you what, the last well I worked in Santa Rosa County was in 2021, and it was to the east of the main field, and it happened to be an area. There was a small splinter fault that went off, and there were three wells that were made, and those three wells came in and flowed about 400 or 500 barrels a day. And at the current price of oil, that's pretty good.
Yeah, 400 barrels a day at about 100. It's in the 100 vicinity or 80 vicinity, something like that. So that's $40,000 a day, right? Am I doing that quick math right?
It sounds about right. And we were on a political tour. We went up with the Santa Rosa County Executive Committee up to do a town hall tour of Jay, and Maverick Oil, who now owns the plant in Jay that used to be owned by Exxon, came out and they said that they're averaging anywhere from 38 to, I think, around 4,000 barrels a day production right now in the plant there at Jay.
Okay. All right. Well, that's fascinating. It was brand new information to me. And, you know, I know other people had said the same thing to me after we talked to Ryan Jenkins about this the other day. Last thing I just wanted to take a moment to talk about is you mentioned that you're not doing this anymore. Your company had to close the door. Why?
Well, with the political atmosphere in Washington, D.C., they're trying to force, of course, EVs and electric cars on the American public, and they believe that we can get off of oil. The problem with that is over 6,000 products in the United States are made from oil. The clothes you wear, to the medicines we take, to the pesticides and herbicides we use and fertilizers we use to grow food all come from petroleum. And it's just amazing to me that's where we're trying to go now as a nation. And it makes us beholden to other countries such as China, when they're the number one producers now of cobalt and lithium throughout the world. But a lot of people don't realize in the exploration end of the business, oil and gas business, your smaller companies are the ones that take the risk in drilling. That's what happened in Jay. You had a company called LL&E. There was Louisiana Land Exploration. There was another company, Amerada Hess, Moss Becker, and two or three others that came up and actually leased up and started drilling. And then Exxon came in once they established the field and bought it up and developed the field. And that is kind of this industry standard is what has happened over the last 100 years in the oil and gas industry. You have the small independent exploration companies that would come in and take the risk. And a lot of those are investment companies as well. And we see the rise of the ESG, where they're trying to give points to companies to invest. Well, what happens there is if you're an oil company, well, you get bad scores. If you're a company that's going out here buying minerals from China, well, they give you a good score. So we now have the government putting their finger on the investment side of the business, which is
basically dissuading people from investing in drilling wells.
So companies like yours go away because they can't get investment. Companies that want to, you know, explore and risk, they,
right.
Same thing. So, wow. Well, that
we're
Sam,
a contract.
Sam,
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. We're totally out of time. But Sam, man, thank you for what you did do. I hope one day again you'll be able to do it again because I know it's a passion for you. And thanks for spending some time this morning telling us all about. Because I learned a ton. But thank you for the time, man.
Yeah, real quickly, I just want to let you know there is 400 years worth of known recoverable oil in the United States, and we have another probably 300 or 400 years of recoverable gas, natural gas. And this is crazy what we're doing with the oil and gas industry. But thank you so much.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sam Mullins, a petroleum geologist working in North Santa Rosa County, at least used to be. 654 News Radio 92.3, I'm Andrew McKay.
The real estate market changes so quickly,
it's hard to keep up.
Fortunately, all you need to do is stay informed by professionals like Team Sandy Blanton Realty. Join Sandy Blanton tomorrow at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Recommended by Shark Tank's Barbara Corcoran, Sandy will help you navigate through this ever-changing world with tips on buying or selling a home. Tomorrow at 10:30 with Team Sandy Blanton Realty on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
Free grill with every purchase at the factory showroom this Saturday only.
Hey, have you heard about the new Charter Academy at Pensacola State College?
No, what's so special about it?
Well, you can earn your high school diploma, transferable college credits, and an associate's degree all at the same time. And it's completely free. But hurry, because they're enrolling 11th and 12th graders now for August classes.
Wow, how do I get enrolled?
Hi, I'm Karen McCabe, the principal at the Charter Academy. Give me a call, 484-2366, and visit us on the website, charteracademy.pensacolastate.edu.
When hurricanes approach, no one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Speaking of gasoline and petroleum, $3.55 is the national average for a gallon of gas, and now you know where it comes from. $3.33 in Florida, or used to. $2.96 in Mississippi is the low, $4.85 in California is the high. $3.13 east and west of Walmart's in Navarre, $3.11 at the Murphy and Gulf Breeze in Tiger Point, sorry. $3.27 inside the city proper. $3.14 at the Raceway in Milton, $3.13 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $3.19 at a couple of stations through Pace. Getting over into Pensacola, $3.07 at the Walmart 9 Mile, $3.07 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29, and coming in from the southwest side. No good prices. $3.13 at the Walmart or the Navy on the Murphy on Navy Boulevard. 657 News Radio 92.3. Let's get a traffic late report. Sorry about that,
no,
Candy.
No. And it looks like Fairfield and Palafox. It has been cleaned and moved out of the way. Thank you for texting that in. Traffic was backed up at the Gulf Beach Highway, at NAS at the front gate. It was a little slow at the back gate, but it is starting to move, as I understand. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. David Wayne's got our headlines. David?
Mike Pence officially announcing his bid for the 2024 presidential race this morning.
My family and I have been blessed beyond measure with opportunities to serve this nation, and it'd be easy to stay on the sidelines. But that's not how I was raised. That's why today, before God and my family, I'm announcing I'm running for president of the United States.
He released a new campaign video this morning. He's expected to kick off his campaign today in Iowa. The NBA Finals shifting to South Beach tonight. The Miami Heat hosting the Denver Nuggets for Game 3 of the 2023 NBA Finals tonight after evening up with the series with a win in Denver on Sunday. Tip off at 7:30.
No offense to Mike Pence, who I like, admire, respect, trust, and believe would make a very good president, but I almost fell asleep during that 10-second.
Yeah, it was not a very upbeat video.
For those of you that were thinking of the worship light scene for your background music, you know, one step between, you know, halfway between Muzak and the choral rendition of Muzak. That's the Mike Pence backing music. Anyway,
doesn't that describe Mike Pence?
Yeah, apparently. All right. Hey, quick future news here. Mike Pence going to get the nomination since we're there?
I don't think so. But
Chris Christie going
like
to get the nomination?
I don't think so.
No,
I like
it's
him.
It's all very, very unlikely. Is Escambia County, are the commissioners who haven't going to go visit the medical examiner's office
please,
and learn some stuff?
Please do it.
Do
please.
It.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.